Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The best money can buy is a story where the Bible is challenged by wealth and fame. Author Matt Shea is at it again. This is his latest inspiring book about faith and the challenges this world represents. And all encompassed around a racing legend by the name of Rusty Hampton, a teen looking for direction. What starts out as a bumpy road full of checkered flags and trophies, well, becomes one of prayer and intervention. A story that rejuvenates faith with a little spice thrown in. Matt writes stories that are designed for both young and old. He profiles the average person in society that's a little different or misunderstood. A frequent guest on our program, it is a pleasure to welcome back on This Week in America, Matt Shea, to talk about his latest, The Best Money Can Buy. Matt, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick, and a happy 2020. A happy new year to you and Shannon. And I've got to include Sean, Cara, and Otto as well. So good to hear you this year.
Well, and yeah, it's hard to believe it's 2020 and we're still doing this. I don't know how many interviews we've done together. I've lost track of how many books you've actually written. The Best Money Can Buy is the latest. What number is that in your library?
That is number 8 for the paperbacks, and it's number 12 for the Kindle. And I have a few more going on, and I am told by many that around this summer I should have another one out. It'll be a 3-in-1 book.
That's fantastic. That's great news, Matt Shea, our guest on the program. Website mattsheabooks.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you mentioned people connected with This Week in America, and I appreciate that, and we'll pass that along. And you've got your team together out there, some really talented people. Mention everybody that really works behind the scenes with you in getting the books out there and affecting lives in a very positive way.
Well, number one is my daughter, who I dedicated this book to. I dedicated the Kindle, but I've never done a paperback for her. So we got it now. And she is home because we got those icy roads in Seattle and we're simply playing it safe. She loves talking with you. She asks about you. She says hello. And she loves your show, Rick. And she wishes you a happy new year.
Well, I appreciate that.
And then we have Eileen, who we just had on. Her and Douglas Johnson have been very good to me. They've been sort of the Rick Brattons for me on this side of the Mississippi. And they've had me on their show numerous times. They love your show and they're fun. And again, they say hi to you. You're fantastic.
I appreciate that.
And we have got Renee Klaus, who has done my last several book covers, and she'll be doing all of them here on out. She is on Facebook, Artistic Expressions. And that's spelled with an X, Expressions, Artistic Expressions on Facebook. She, among other things, has local shops that are now carrying her personal greeting cards. She will make them tailor-made for the occasion. It could be a wedding anniversary, a birthday, and she's getting lots of orders. And she's also getting lots of orders for her prints. She has gone viral out here with her artwork. It's incredible. And I guarantee whoever contacts her through her site on Artistic Expressions with an X, you will hear from her and be amazed what she has. And then we have Ella, of course, who helps. But there's also Sally Jones out of Indiana. Sally has 39 years of experience being a grade school teacher, along with the principal, and also helping with special ed. And she stepped in and did some editing cover to cover on this book, and she is just magnificent, and I want her to help her with the next one. She's just great.
Well, you've got quite a team put together. I follow Renee on Facebook, and you'll get to see an example of some of her artwork on Facebook if you follow her. An excellent job with the book cover. It's very striking, the book cover, and in Matt's newest, The Best Money Can Buy. And let's talk about that a little bit without giving a whole lot away here, but I mentioned very briefly the story behind the story when talking about Rusty Hampton. Where did this idea come from? Where did this whole concept of writing this book, the storyline, how did you develop that?
This has been something that has been building up my entire life without me being aware of it. And then one day Ella mentioned, again, because this has to do with adoption, but not adoption at birth. adoption when a kid is in grade school so they understand that it is the adoption process and not an actual biological family. She mentioned about someone she knew of who was adopted into a wealthy family, and for years the question was, are these expensive gifts because of the wealth symbolic, or do you actually love me? I've met other people who were adopted later in life in grade school where their parents initially were strangers, and then through time they meshed in that, hey, we are a family, they do love me. And so that's what this is all about. The character of Rusty Hampton had been let down several times, and then finally at age 8, once again out of foster homes, actually being adopted, but this time it held true, it caught on. But he's once bitten, twice shy. So he goes through quite a lesson in life, an acid test, before he realized this is indeed a family. I do belong here and I will now live life.
How long does it take you once you come up with the concept there? And again, it's taking ordinary people and making extraordinary people out of them. Once you come up with the concept, how long does it take you to then go back and flesh out a story and put the story together and get it ready for publication?
This one went quick because when Ella explained to me about someone she knew of in her past, everything fell into place about the many people I know in the same situation and the trials they went through that led up to that grand moment of acceptance. And so once I understood I was going to write this book and started writing notes to myself, I got this book done in 8 months.
Oh, that's amazing. And the book, by the way, is The Best Money Can Buy by Matt Shea. That's S-H-E-A. Website, mattsheabooks.com. Book available in all of his books, wherever books are sold. If you go to the website, you'll get a lot of great information, a lot of stories there that you can read as well, and information on where you can get all of the books, including the latest. I love the character in the book, Rusty Hampton. Does that, you make your characters come alive. They really feel real. Is that because, obviously, this is based on somebody that's been working in your mind. Is that part of the secret of that, that these characters in your mind, they are real? They're not just characters that are in a story. They're part of Matt's life for a while.
My Rusty Hampton character is actually a true character that Ella knew many, many years ago in the state of California by the name of Stanley. And Stanley was adopted at an older age by a wealthy couple, and in turn, they could buy him race cars, and the rest is history. So this story is pretty much a parody of it with a few twists. But it's very important, people, to know that we're all one family, and I think adoption is probably the greatest feat a human being could possibly do. If I was king of the world, everyone who adopts, I would set them up beautifully for life. It is such a right thing to do for a fellow human being. But again, when you have someone who has gone through the trials of hit and miss with foster homes, they're scarred, they're damaged products, they're going to have their guard up for quite a while. Now, what I want to point out about Rusty Hampton, he's like my friend Joey. I walked home from kindergarten with Joey my first day in kindergarten. Joey let me know that he was adopted, but those weren't his parents. Years later, you better believe they were his parents. And so at a young age, I was introduced to this concept.
The book is The Best Money Can Buy by Matt Shea, our frequent guest on the program, back talking about this and so much more that Matt has going. And he takes stories like the story with Rusty, makes them come alive, gives you maybe a sort of a sense of the people around you in a world that's full of people, of different types of people. And it's he does such a wonderful job in bringing these stories, uplifting stories, and this certainly is another one, The Best Money Can Buy. One of my favorites, Judge Alvin Wong. Now, I understand that's an audiobook. You've got some audiobooks that you're working on as well.
Yes, I am. We have Judge Alvin Wong, out on audio. And I am now going through a series of stories that people are selecting, writing in about, and I will take a handful and have people audition to narrate them, including myself doing one because, well, I should. I'm the guy who wrote it.
Yes,
what
you're entitled.
What I really, really want to do is get at least one free one out there. My site has a lot of free stories, possible, I want to get at least one family friendly. They're all family friendly, but one free one out there for America, USA, and let people enjoy it and then decide if they want to come any closer to my other stuff.
And that's, I mentioned that on the website, besides information on the books that are available in all different formats, and all of them are available on Matt's website. You've got some great free stories there that will entertain you, inspire you, uplift you as well. It's all free. And you've got your email up there. You really encourage people to get in contact with you, don't you?
I do. I absolutely love it. And I want to plug Renee a little bit here. On the side, I will work at local hotels. I work at the Marriotts, the Hiltons, and others to shuttle. I love it. This is my backyard. I love it, and I get to meet people, and half of them recognize me. Well, one of these hotels, surprise, surprise, they have a nice display of Renee's artwork and her business cards, meaning that you better believe people call her, she calls them, and also a basket full of samples of her cards, because she will tailor make them for them. So there is something about finding various ways to reach out and get that handshake taken care of.
And you do such a wonderful job of that and touching so many people, not only in the Seattle area, but all across the country who read and respond in a very positive way with the warm books that you write. The latest is The Best Money Can Buy, MattShaeBooks.com. Mentioned before, and Eileen Grimes, you're a frequent guest on her radio program in Seattle. We just had her on a taping that we did, a radio program talking about her work as an astrologer and all the fascinating things going on in her life. You've done a number of radio shows out there. Now, what Keep Weird, Western Washington Weird? Talk about the shows that you're on out there.
Okay. One of which is with Gary Matz, and he's sensational. He's one half of the Matz and Mitchell show out of your state, and he used to work for Cairo out here. And Gary Matz, in fact, his show comes on just before Eileen. They're buddies. I think he's the one that got her a show. But Gary for Kicks works for the American Road Trip magazine, and it's called the American Road Trip Talk. And this is called Keep Weird Western Washington Weird. And what it is these old establishments that go back way over 100 years that have an interesting history that also have those who lay claim that it's haunted. Now, I sit on the fence on this one. I am neutral. The historian in me, the history buff, does the research. And I love reading about these old structures and visiting them. And then from that point forward, the patrons have their stories. The staff has a lot of stories, and I share them on the air, and we have fun. And so it's debatable what actually did or did not happen, but it has a historical fact well documented. And then to bring it to present day, well, we found some places where if you want to have a good pizza, you go there. If you want to go to a nice hotel with a fireplace, you want to go there. These towns are great. Whether or not you believe or you're curious or have ever seen something or what was that, it is a great trip in itself regardless, and I could always finish up with that guarantee.
Well, what's interesting is, so you're sort of seeing that area that you were born and raised in that area in a new light. This has to be fascinating for you. Does it sort of opens your eyes to a different part of Washington than you've seen before?
Oh, most definitely, because if you get on the internet, they'll have the top 10, the top 25 list of what claims to be haunted. And then when you go there, some say yes, some say no. Now, myself, on two different occasions in my life, in broad daylight, with people present, we saw a door open by itself. We were not doing anything cultish. We were just there.
Right.
And we've all seen doors open that were not closed properly, the wind. This seemed to be something that just simply did it. It was a, hey, what was that? And we could only scratch our head. Was it the door itself, or was there something more to it? And then you take that tangent and go further and further, and here come the stories. It's interesting to talk about it. We don't really know what happened, but there are certainly a lot of stories about it, TV shows, documentaries. And again, there is well-documented facts of what have actually happened at one time in history in that very spot. So we start off with that. It's a lot of fun. It's like a group of guys sitting up at a bar and they're talking about sports, baseball. They could go for eternity. It's harmless.
It does sound like fun, and I can see your mind working with ideas. You are such a capable and talented storyteller, a student of people. So you're doing some shuttling. You're meeting a lot of different people. You're out now meeting a lot of sites, visiting a lot of sites, getting a lot of stories. This has to be a great time of life for you and all of these ideas. How do you sort of sort them all out and start writing books about these? You got to have a ton of ideas going in your head right now.
I'm forever taking notes, mental notes, jotting down notes. I've done it since early childhood. I talk to myself. That's my way of saying I'm thinking out loud, because if I repeat it enough time, I then won't forget it, because at first opportunity, I will then write it down. Something about a short pencil versus a long memory. Now, I would like to sidetrack on the best money can buy and point something out about adoption. When a young man, especially when he's young and adopted, he needs to get his identity, but he's going to alienate it, sort of rebel, go independent from the family that has just taken him in. In this case, Rusty, who does not have red hair, was out on a trip with some counselors. He wasn't related to any of them. He didn't know any of them. They weren't part of the system that was incarcerating him in these foster homes that failed. And it started to rain, and one of them gave him a red baseball hat and said, "You look good in it. We could call you Rusty." Okay. On his terms, he just got his identity. It was separate from mom and dad. It was away from home. Out there somewhere, he then got his identity. When people are adopted, but it's later in life, not separated at birth, they find their identity away from home, and they're kind of from the outside looking in, inspecting home, doing it with a fine-tooth comb, and then finally they understand it's okay and they mesh with home. But they have that gap there first, and that's exactly what happened to Rusty Hampton, because he was the local racing star. And lo and behold, he found a little boy that didn't have a father figure. It takes one to know one. And Rusty informally adopted him. And to make a long story short, he gave the kid a Bible he always carried, because that was the one gift his dad gave him that held true every night. And to make a long story short, that boy got a normal family. Rusty guided him so that this young 14-year-old boy would grow up and get married and have a family with a child the way it should be. Rusty had that accomplishment because he knew better and he guided a lost soul. And that's the beauty of this story. It has nothing to do with racing or money. It has to do with what's right with family. And Rusty's parents, they were magnificent people. He was just untrusting because of his early past. Anytime he found out he was one lucky boy.
Well, there's so much there as Matt talks about the book, and it besides just a really entertaining, uplifting read, there's this layer of truth there, an understanding of adoption and what that means for all the parties concerned. That's what makes what Matt what he does so impactful. The new book is The Best Money Can Buy. What are you working on now? You mentioned that you maybe have something coming up this year. I can tell your mind is extremely active and you got a lot of ideas. What can we expect next from you?
Well, one of which is that I've had the good fortune at working at the Emerald Queen Casino. And again, I'm a shuttle driver and I'm pretty boring to be working at a casino. I don't drink, smoke, or gamble. And if I tell a joke, they probably have heard it 2 million times already. But what really got me about it is that I would see people who were decent that thought, well, this $20 meant for the guys my night out, I will attempt to make money with it to get on top of the bill. And so the person who lost at gambling, they really didn't hurt themselves that bad. It was going to go anyway. But did you have to do that? You could have had a nice meal with one of your buddies or your wife or one of your children for that matter. In time, they realized that the happiest people in the casinos were the workers getting tips? And you can't fool people on happiness. It's got to be legitimate, genuine. And so he got a job there, and they have what we did. It was a happiness contest. The more happy you make someone, here it comes. And so we are taking home more than most of the gamblers are because we were serving them, but we were decent about it. We were gentlemen about it. We cared for them. We made sure we were good designated drivers for them. And then I pay forward. When I get a tip, it'll top off my gas, and I take my seniors out with it.
It's just amazing what a personality Matt is in his books and in real life as well. It's just such a pleasure to have Matt with us on the program. Matt Shea, that's S-H-E-A. His latest is the book we talked about on the program today, The Best Money Can Buy. His website is mattsheabooks.com. All sorts of information there. You'll be able to find some great stories that Matt has on there. And you can get in touch with Matt. If you've got an idea, you want just to reach out to him, as you can tell that many people do. The email is on his website. Matt, it is always a pleasure. Can't wait to do it again. Let us know how things are coming. Excited about the audiobooks you've got going. Excellent job once again with the book, The Best Money Can Buy. So much going on positive in your life. Thank you for being with us once again on the program, and say hello to Team Shea out there, to everybody that's so important in getting the message out there.
I will, and you give Shannon a big hug from all of us, and then another big one just from me. You two are great, and I just love knowing you. You have been such a positive for my life and my causes. This is my 21st radio show. It all started with Rick Bratton.
Well, you'll be doing many more, not only here, but others as well, as you're able to touch people and spread your message. And just happy that we're here and value our friendship and being able to do this on the program from time to time. Matt Shea, our guest on the program, the website, mattsheabooks.com. The latest, The Best Money Can Buy, you'll find it all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.